Okay, we come to the end of the sugya, to Rava's shita. Rav Gidel Amar Rav and the Amud Aleph held that is Xeris Hakasav Yesh Levot Lecha Yavama Acheres Sha'ila Lechalitza V'Leilu Yibum. And Rava disagrees with that Rasha. Rava holds that Minat Torah Say Dechalaisa Say, and you're allowed to be Miyabeim Yisrael Avin. Elamar Rava, in the first white line, Gezeira be a Rishayna to be a Shnia. Then we make a Gezeira. That really mean a Torah be a Rishayna is Mutta. What does that mean, be a Rishayna is Mutta? The Asay of Yibum is more than the Lav of Grush Lakai in Hedyat. The Asay of Yibum is overrides the Lav because the Say Dechalai is Asay. But we don't let him do it. Why? Because we're afraid he'll do a Biyashniya. And the Biyashniya is going to be over on what? If he does a Biyashniya?
On the Lav.
On the Lav of Grusha L'Kain Hedit. So, this Gemara, what does it make sense? The Torah says, if you have an Asay against the Lois Asay, be over the Lois Asay to become the Asay. The Asay is stronger than the Lois Asay. So Rava comes, listen to what he's saying. The Asay is stronger than the Lois Asay. But we answer the Asay, because of a chash that will be over a Lois Asay of Biyashniya. That means, for the Lav itself, it's okay, because you're doing a mitzvah, b'shas, you buy a lot. The Asay is bigger than the Lois Asay. But because Chayshish will be over in another Lais Asay, that means a Chashash Lais Asay, that's stronger than the Asay. That makes sense?
No,
I understand. So we want to tell you, don't do the Asay, because Midrabbana we're afraid that you're going to be over on a Lais Asay. So the Chashash, the Rabbana of a Lav, is Deicha the Asay, where the Lav itself is not Deicha the Asay. Rabbanik would make such a gzeira. Does gzeira make sense? The Torah tells us be over the lav in order to be mekayim daseh. So Rabbanik say taka.
But
that may be so, and that has to do with the klar that we discussed in Asay Dechalais Asay, which is taka where I want to go with this. Let me just be magdim that there is a place where we find such an idea. Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. We know a Milah Bismana is Deicha Shabbos. Is that because of Asay Deicha Lais Asay? No. Nothing to do with Asay Deicha Lais Asay. Shabbos is a lot and an Asay. Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. Xeris HaKosev. We learn out of a Pasik. An extra word in the Pasik that it's a Filo B'Shabbos. So Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. So the Rishonim ask, why didn't Chazal make a gzeira against the Bris Milah on Shabbos because of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos? Chazal asked Luliv on Shabbos, and Shofar on Shabbos, and Megillah on Shabbos, because of gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus Harab. So the Rishonim ask, why weren't they geyser that you shouldn't be allowed to do Bris Milah on Shabbos because of the gzeira of Shemi Aviranu Dalam Bishas Aram? You might carry the knife, you might carry the baby. What? So that's the Taz's teretz. It's true. The Taz, I told you last week, the Taz has a shita. The Rabbana can't make a gzeira to be oiker something that says in the Torah. So the Taz says, since there's a separate pasuk to tell you to Bris Milah on Shabbos, the Rabban couldn't be Ikarit. Attack of the Taz is terrorist. The Taz is in three places, in Chashem Mishpat, in Ebenez, and Chashem Mishpat, in Yerdei, and Archaim. Archaim is in Chashem Milah B'Shabbos. So he answers the Kasha this way. The Ritva, Mesachtes Megillah, says the different terrorists. The Kasha is why didn't Chazal asa Bris Milah on Shabbos Shemi Avirenu Dalet Amos? So the Ritva says, the Torah said that Milah is Deicha Melacha on Shabbos, So it doesn't make sense that the Rabbanan are going to make a gzeira to asamila because of a chashash malacha on Shabbos. He says it doesn't make sense that if the Torah said you're allowed to be at Mechal Shabbos to do a mitzvah, that the Rabbanan are going to come and say you're not going to do the bris milah because of a chashash malacha on Shabbos. If a malacha gemura on Shabbos is nitcha for bris milah, so then a chashash of a malacha on Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to ask a malacha on Shabbos because of a chashash malacha, to ask a bris milah on Shabbos because of a chashash malacha, where the Torah is megala that milah is more important than malacha. Now it's not more important than a malacha for a hechsher milah. I'm allowed to carry the knife to the baby. But nevertheless, because of a chashash, you're going to do malach in a way that's aser. Doesn't make sense Chazal are going to ask us something when the Torah says the value of the mitzvah is more than the derais of Shabbos. So the Rabbanon of Shabbos, chashash is sir, siyav, they're not going to ask us something which the Torah was matir. It's true, but you want to ask her because of this desire, not the hechsher. The hechsher is also anyway. You want to ask the meal itself because you're afraid it's going to come to a malacha in b'shas hechsher meal. The hechsher is takos. But to ask the meal because of a chashash Shabbos, it can't be more than the malacha on Shabbos, which is nitcha. So how could a chashash of a malacha, which is takos, be stronger than the Torah, which was matir malacha of chabur on Shabbos for doesn't make sense. The Rabbanu would say because of a gezeira of a certain value, when that value itself is nitcha bnei hamil. The value of the hechsher is not daicha, but the chashash hechsher of malacha in a hechsher can't be worse than the vaday of a chaburan Shabbos, which the Torah was matir. The Torah was matir the ma'isa milah. You want to ask the Maisa Mila because of a chashash that will do a malach in the Hechsher. But you can't ask the Maisa Mila. The Torah said the Maisa Mila is Daicha Malach. The Hechsher Mila is not Daicha. The Maisa Mila, though, is Daicha Malach. So to ask the Maisa Mila because of a chashash he's going to do a Hechsher, you want to ask the Maisa, not the Hechsher. The Maisa, that's stronger than Issa Shabbos. So, and this is the Rabbanon of Shabbos. Also, it should be strong. What the Ritva says by Milan Shabbos, we could ask here by Bir Rishayna to be a Shania. We're going to ask her to be Bayal, Isurei Lavin, because of Chashash, it's going to come to a Lava Verva. You want to ask her to be a Rishayna, not to be a Shania. Bir Shania is awesome. You want to ask her to be a Rishayna because it's going to come to an Isser, the Rabbanon. What are you doing? The Torah said that we don't ask to be a Rishayna because of Yisurei Lavin. So you're asking be a Rishayna because of a Drabbanon of Yisurei Lavin. Makes sense? What? Right, but we're not answering the second beer. The Torah answered the second beer. We're coming, Rava says, we're going to ask her to be a Rishayna because of a Chashash that he's going to do a Bir Shnia. Means you're asking to be a Rishayna because of a maybe of an Erva. The Torah told us that Bir Rishayna is stronger than the Isser Erva. So does it make sense that a Drabbanon of a second Isser Erva is going to be a reason to ask a Bir Rishayna? The Ritva certainly doesn't hold that way. The problem is that if the Torah says this is stronger than that, so a chashash that there's going to be an Isser Gomer of that is not a reason. The chashash of Bir Shnia, if there would be a vaday of Bir Shnia, we'd ask. But it's only chashash to Rabbanon. How could the chashash to Rabbanon be overridden? This is the apparently there seems to be a difficulty here with this in now. Again, I want to reiterate. I'm talking about a chakira and a seidai chalai sasei, which we will discuss. We hope after today to go to the sugya of Aseidah Chalai Saseh. The Chakira Klali in Aseidah Chalai Saseh, which I mentioned last week, I think on Wednesday, the Chakira Klali that's makif for sugya is the following Chakira. When you say an Aseh is Dei Chalai Saseh, we don't say a Misfara, we say a Miseris HaKasav. We learn it out of wherever the Gemara is talking about, we don't learn it from. When you say Aseh is Dei Chalai Saseh, what's the lumdis Avasei doicha loisus. There are two avanas. One avana is that it's worth it. A little lav, mekayim and asei, you put them on a scale. This is worth more than that. An asei is worth this many points. A lav is a deduction of this many points. If in total it's kedai, it's kedai. It's worth it. It's worth it to lose the lav in order to mekayim the asei. Asei doicha loisus means the Torah tells you this is more important than that. And I told you last week, the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi seems to learn this way. Don't take my word for it. We'll learn this soon, you will see. The Ramban in Parshas Yisroi seems to learn that one is more important than the other. It's a trade-off. It's worth it.
Why do I need a limud?
Like the Ramban, according to the Ramban, the way I understand, that's gufa megala to us that this is worth more than that. The Ramban just has a kasha. So why do we find elsewhere that loisa say is more important? So he has cheshbonos. But the limud is to tell you that's worth it. The second way to learn, and I say doicha loisa say, is that it's a mida shatayr in the drashas mehem. Just like when I make a hekish, and I say that you can mekadesh ishu kedushin, because we have a Kabbalah, you make a hekish, so we make a hekish with the effort, and we do kiddushin with kesef. So it's a straight halacha. Asei doicha loisa say also, it's a midah shatayr nidrashas behem. The Torah, we dash in the Torah. The Torah says this mitzvah asei. The Torah says this mitzvah loisa say. So we have to understand, what does the Torah mean when they come into conflict? What does the Torah mean when I'm wearing a linen tzitzis? Should I put on tchelis? The asay of tzitzis says yeah. The lav of linen of shatnez says no. So we have the Kabbalah from Zeres HaKasuv that there is no lav when there's an asay. Not pshat, you're trading it off. But that's the kavanah satayrah. The Rabbi Shalom gave the Torah. He said, you want to know what my intention is? My intention is that when you have an asay and a lois asay, the asay is definitely a lois asay. That's gufa in the kavanas ha-tayrin, the uptight of the tayrin. Not unusual. We find hamaytzi mecheveri all over raya. If you and I have a sichsach in money, it's case of hamaytzi mecheveri, I keep the money. So we said it's not that I'm over a suffik in eva, maybe it's not my money. We said it's a vadai. The Torah said, the way it works, when something is unclear, I could keep it bevados. If you and I have a six over an object, I don't say you're lying, you don't say I'm lying. We have a shayla in halacha. And the din is, and I keep it. So if I go be mekadesh and isha with it, we don't make it a safek kedusha. Maybe it's mine, maybe it's yours. We say that the Torah talks to people and tells them what to do, and they don't know what to do. The Torah says, you don't know what to do? Hamaytzi mechavei al avaraya. It's a suffix? It's not a suffix. It's vaday. How am I going to have a rayon? The same thing. I say doicha loisa say like this mahalach is an idea that the Torah originally set things up that when an asay and a loisa say come into conflict, there is no lav. There is no loisa say. It's not pshat. It's a trade-off. There is no lav.
Even as long as clear.
Even though, so the chuya according to this means when it's efshel l'kayim shneim, the Torah did. It's all part of the mida. Somebody grad came over to me after shiur last time and said it has to be this way. So we don't say if you ever an asay v'leisa say, so you get malchus for the leisa say. That's chafar asay. There's no malchus for the leisa say. Nobody says say the v'leisa you get malchus. Taka mashma that the bechlal is no leisa say. The bechlal is no lav. Not pshat. It's a trade off. Now, nafkamina I mentioned last week is in a case where if we say yibum is only a mitzvah on the man and not on the woman, so Rava still says min haTorah yimiyabim asay doicha loisa say. So we had the kasha that ganz good the man asay is doicha loisa say. He has a lav, but the woman she has no mitzvah asay of yibum. If you learn the mitzvah is not on the woman. The chinuch says is charim, or the Rambam's lashon. So if so, why should the woman allow to do a yibum? She's over allowed and there's no assay. So if you hold it's a trade-off, it's a good cash. For the man, it's worth it. Be over allowed, get an assay. For the woman, it's not worth it. She can go over allowed, she doesn't get anything. So that's a good cash. But if you learn the second way, that with teaching the Kavanah Satayra, once we understand the Kavanah Satayra is that the man should be mi'abim, so there is no lav. It's a maisa asay, there is no lav. The Kavanah Satayra is that b'mokam asay, the Torah never asks that the lav is the same lav the man and the woman. It's not two lav, it's one lav in the Torah. That lav doesn't exist, b'mokam asay, then you can do it.
Maybe it doesn't exist for her. She's the way to be mi'abim.
She'll never be mekayim the mitzvah.
She'll never be mekayim the mitzvah, but your the chiyah that you have to go on to her. The fact that she's the only one, that she's the only person you can be mekayim the mitzvah with.
It's true. But you wouldn't say that if you would say, you're over the lav, but it's worth it. You're getting something bigger in return. Like you give up something small, you get something big. You sell something. You sell something you bought for $10, you get $20 for it. It's worth it. You're giving up $10, you're getting $20. So you're giving up a lot, you're getting an essay. But it wouldn't be worth it for her if there's no positive end to her deal. Unless you learn the second way. If you learn the second way, then it's Gishmak. We come back to here. And these two mahalsim, you have to try to understand. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Zahara, Simon Zion, Ois Aleph, goes with the second mahalach. He doesn't clear the two mahalachim. But he explains a Taisvis with the Mahalach that B'mokam Asay, there is no lav. Rather, comes out Machlex Yerushalmi and the Taisvis, but he explains with such a Mahalach that B'mokam Asay, that there's B'chal no lav. He explains, Machan explains the Yerushalmi that way. Yerushalmi that Taisvis brings, he explains that. At any rate, getting back to our subject, what was the kasha with which I started? That we have a problem with our Gemara. The saying, the asay of Yibum is stronger than the lois asay of Grushal Kain Hed. So Gemara says, Men HaTorah, you can be Miyamim. Atu B'yashniya, Rabbanan, I'm making Kizera, you might be over a lav. So the kasha is, I don't understand. If min haTorah, it's worth it to be over a lav to get an assay, so how could the Rabbanan say, because of a chashash lav, don't get an assay? Chashash lav is not stronger than a vade lav. And a vade lav is worth it for an assay, so what's with a chashash lav? However, the way we're learning now, the second mahalach, it's not a kasha. By assay doicha lois assay, there is no lois assay. B'makim lois asay, the Torah never said, B'makim asay, the Torah never said a lot. Case of Yibum, we never said don't marry a kain hedyon. The Rabbanan came and they said, for chashash lav, we'll make nisayog, don't do the asay. That lav, b'yashniyah, is a real lav. For a real lav, they can make gzeira. The Chazal always make gzeiras. They were oikot tovim in haTorah b'shev al-tasa because of chashash of a different issue. Shemi Avirenu, they were geyser, because of chashash of a different issur. The gezeira by asay doicha lois asay, it makes sense because when we say asay doicha lois asay, we're saying there is no lav. That's why you do the asay. Rabbi Chanan says it could be the lav is worth more points than the asay. It's Rabbi Chanan's lashon. It could be a lav is worth more than an asay. You know what there's a mashmois, a lav is worth more than an asay? On an assay, how much do you have to spend? Right? You're not chayiv levaz veiz, you're not chaymish. On an assay, you only have to spend up to a chaymish. On a lav, it's kama mainai. The armashmois in that a lav is stronger than an assay, that's Ramban's kasha. How do you say assay de chalais assay? A lav is worth more than an assay. If we go with this mahalach, Rabbi Chanan says, then a lav is worth more than an assay. A lav is more. Just asay doicha laisa is a drasha of the Torah. That b'mokam asay, there's never a lav. There never was a lav, b'mokam asay. If so, Akasha falls away. Asei docha loisa seks, there never is a lav of birishayim. A lav of birishniyah, there is. A siyag for that lav, chazal could be akadam and atayrim. It's not a kasha that be a rishayna, you know, is not oikarit. How could be? How could a shasha be a shniya be oikarit? It's not a kasha. Because be a rishayna, there is no iser. The Torah never asked to be a rishayna in such a case. Rishayna can't hear. So we have sort of a second nafkamina in this. There's a third nafkamina, Rabbi Chana's nafkamina, has to do with the shayla, even asay shelefnei hadibor is oikar alayis asay. If a mitzvah asay from before Matan Torah is zeikar alav, what's an example of an asay before Matan Torah? Is Shabbos being an example of eating matzah? He's going on. The mitzvah asay to eat matzah. Matzah mitzvah b'mitzray. You have it also later. But let me, let's hear. I'll tell you, there's a mitzvah asay to eat matzah. Mitzvah asay to eat matzah, the mitzvah b'mitzray. Matzah is taka mentioned again in parashas in the end of, before that we had it recently in the end of Mishpatim, mentions briefly the Shalosh Regalim. The mitzvah matzah is mentioned again. The mitzvah of matzah is an asay shalofnei hadib, where it started before Matan. Yerushalmi asked a question. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael the first time, Yerushalmi asks, how did they eat matzah? They were in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Chadash is Zicha Aser. Rav Yohan Chuzlaret. Eretz Yisrael, for sure, Chadash is Aser. So Yerushalmi says, they couldn't eat from the Chadash. So Yerushalmi darshan's a pasik, that they had to eat. However, they ate the matzah. Gemara said, the pasuk says they only ate from the crops of the new year after Mamachras HaPesach, because beforehand, supposed to get now, beforehand they couldn't eat, even for mitzvah matzah they couldn't eat. So, how did they eat mitzvah matzah? Yerushalmi has a problem. But they could not eat chadosh, they could eat from last year's crop, but from this year's crop, chadosh they couldn't eat, because it was Chodosh. So Yerushalmi yes, 1 minute. Matzah is a mitzvah sasei. Chodosh is a lois sasei. Asei deich a lois sasei. Hear the kasha. Asei deich a lois sasei. So they should have eaten matzah that's Chodosh. So there are two terms. Yerushalmi answers, an asei shelefnei hadibor is not deich a lois sasei. It's Yerushalmi's words. If I explain a svara for that, I say before Matan Torah is not deich alav. It's not a mitzvah yet, but we're talking now when they came to Eretz Yisrael. We're talking after Matan Torah, 40 years after Matan Torah, and we're saying since the asay was originally said lefnei adibor, not deich alayis asay. Yerushalmi says such a thing. Let's forget a svara. No, say. We don't say Atei Derech Alayis, and Asei, that's before Matan Torah. Taisa says a second Teret. Taisa says a Gishmaka Teret. Says, Gezei Roksayis Rishayna Atu Gezeiis Shaniya. Just like, Bi Rishayna Atu Bi Yishniya. Say, the Gezeiis Rishayna Atu. Imagine, you're sitting at the Seder, and you have to eat exactly Gezeiis, now lead a Masha Humua. So say Derech Alayis, say. You have to eat exactly Gezeiis. How are you going to figure out exactly Gezeiis? Very hard. So there were guys there, you can eat more. So just like Agamar Rabbi Rishayim to Biyashniya, same thing. Kazayis Rishayim to Kazayis. But Yerushalmi says a different teretz. The Tmiya is why Tosis says a different teretz than Yerushalmi. It's Tosis and Kiddush. So what does Yerushalmi say? Lefnei Adibor is not Teicha. Why not? So Bachanan says that this is totally in Akler. If a say deicha lois asay is the vart that it's worth it to be over alive to get an asay, there's no difference. Asay lefnei adibor, you get just as much schar as an asay lachar adibor. But if you learn the second way, that the lav was not said b'mokam asay, that's the deal when the Torah was given. So Mechonet says the following words. He says that an assay, lefnei adibor, when that assay was given, it wasn't given that it overrides a lav. The lav didn't exist yet. So it wasn't given that there's no lav b'chlal. The lav didn't exist yet. So maybe it's not the echolais to say. You like the svara? No, nothing to do, because it's not the urot chotcha. If they would have had a choice, then as the urot chotcha. You're right. What's efshet to do it, then you could. The question is, at the time that they couldn't. Assuming they could, they needed it. They needed that wheat. Came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have other wheat. No, it's not the urot chotcha. Pretty much, the haskama of the Rishayim is that Seder Chalasei is chotcha. Those who hold chotcha will have to deal with. But Pasha Pshat is a tzotcha. Rabbi Chanan always names on that a tzotcha, because when it's Afshel Kaim Shneim, you have to be Kaim Shneim. It's Gemara. You're getting off topic. You understand why Lefnei HaDibur is different. That's my question. Let me hold on to it. You understand this far? Any time that says for Allah, what are you going to do in an essay in Parsha Shlach and Allah in Parsha Devarim? So that's a good question. Why do you think all the mitzvahs in Devarim they kept all 40 years or they didn't? The benching is in Sefer Devarim, or some else. It's in Sefer Devarim, and Gittin and Kedushin and Yibum is in Sefer Devarim. So the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu told to them 30 days before they left to Eretz Yisrael. What did they do all 40 years? They benched. They didn't bench. So Ramban's clear. The Ramban in his introduction to Devarim, I mentioned Beit Tefillin. The Ramban in his introduction to Devarim, the Sefer Devarim, clears. He has this chakira. It's the Ramban has Akdama, the Pirush Ramban Chumash. What they did all the years. Your question is a good question. If you go to Tzad of the Ramban, that was mitzvah later, so then you have a good question. If you say it was always mitzvah, that to Matan Torah, they got all the mitzvahs, the psukim came later then. But the svar of Rabbi Chanan needs hesber. I say lefnei hadibur is not echel la'alav la'achar hadibur. I would understand a lav shel lefnei hadibur is not nitchak. So the lav was given, it was strong. But the say shel lefnei hadibur, why that should matter, we'll get to it, but we're going to need a hesber. Why an assay shlefnei adibor, which was given even before the lav, it's even stronger, so when the lav came along, it shouldn't apply. That's also, it comes out that Sai Taisvis, the way we explained it, has to go with the second side, and Sai Yushami has to go with the second side, and which. Okay, Nachinami. We'll be geshmak the other way. We made a machlokes out of it, but Lamaisa we can't. Okay, Al Kopadim, this is the Shakal Vataria here that's Negeh to the Sugya Vasei Dechavais Asei. I just can't ignore what the Rishaynim Tumul about. We can't finish the Sugya without what the Rishaynim Tumul about by being Rishaynim to be a Shniya. Nothing to do with Asei Dechavais Asei. As to do, Tosis mentions it here briefly. There is a Gemara in Kedushin that divides a Maisa Bia into Tchilas Bia and Seif Bia. Hara, which is usually translated as Neshikas Ha'ever, is called Tchilas Bia. And Seif Bia means the Gemara Bia, the full Bia. The Gemara in Kedushin clears on Daf Yud. If Isha Niknis Bishlasha Durachim, Mikasa Bishtar Babiya, is Tfilas Biya Kaina or Saif Biya Kaina? It's an Afkamina? So the Gemara says Nafkamina. If someone only did Tfilas Biya, and then someone's Makadish to Isha, that's an easy Nafkamina. If you hold Tfilas Biya as Kaina, so you're an Ashish Ish. If you hold Saif Biya as Kaina, you're not an Ashish Ish. Gemara says a second Nafkamina. If a Kayan Gadol, not Pemakam Yibam, this Kedush. Kayan Gadol wants to marry a Basula. I don't marry a Basula. Is he allowed to be Makadisha with Bia? What's a shayla? Listen to a Gemara. If Saif Bia is Kaina, he can't be Mekadisha with Bia. Because by Tchilas Bia, she's Ais Besula. And by Saif Bia, when he's Kaina, he's been Kaina Ba'ula. Even a Bula Satsmai, if a Kain goes Mizana with a woman, makes her Ais Besula. So now I marry her later. She's Ais Besula. You can't marry somebody who's not a Besula. So the Gemara says that if you hold Saif Bia as Kaina, a Kain Gadol can't be Mekadish Bia, because Tchilas Bia makes her Ais Besula and Saif Bia. So the Gemara says, so like that, you have to Mekadish Kesav Ashtar. So the Gemara is a Shaila, Tchilas Bia is Kaina or Saif Bia is Kaina. Why does the Gemara answer? Now listen carefully. Gemara says, Daite Shalodam Asaif Bia. What does that mean? Which is Kaina? Daite Shalodam Asaif Bia, which is Kaina? Huh?
Whatever is
Das is for. Right, the Gemara ends up that Tchilas Bia could be Kaina. Or Saif Bia. It says, normal people, the Das is on Saif Bia. But the Gemara is saying clearly that if you have Kavanah for Tchilas Bia, it would be good. Because the Gemara just says, Daite Shalodam Asaif Bia. Which means that you could do a Kinyan of a woman either with Tchilas Bia or with Saif Bia, whichever one you prefer. Kind of either way. The Rashba and the Ritvan Kiddushin say that by Yibum, a person is kinda betchilas bia, because Yibum doesn't require kavana. I feel b'shaygeg, I feel b'ayinis. Since Yibum doesn't require kavana, so tchilas bia is always kinda by a yavama. Tchilas bia is a Kenyan. Because the Gemara there says, okay, you can do it, tchilas bia. Just the Daita Shalom is Saif Bia. But tchilas bia be'etzem is kaina. As I state, there in the Gemara. So the kasha that all the Rishayim are bothered by on this sugya is that by a Kohen Gadol or by a Kohen Hedyit, Grushal Kohen Hedyit, we're going to be a Rishayim is also, because you'll do be a Shnia, which is a Vaita Gzeira a little bit. We're going to tell him, you're allowed to be Miyam, be a Rishayna, not be a Shnei. Why don't we make better a Gzeira? Tchilas Bia or to Saif Bia? Let's be Geyser, Tchilas Bia is also, because a Saif Bia isn't more Mistaver that a person who does Tchilas Bia could come to do Saif Bia. So it's a moment of Taiva, it's a second. More than be a Rishayna to be a Shnei. Let's be Geyser, Tchilas Bia or to Saif Bia. This is the kasha that Rishayim asked Tosis here in a few places in Shas. Here is one place where Tosis here says, in Tosis Otu Bia, says, Lav Dafka Nochet Bia Shnia, Afilu Gemar Bia Rishayim Osu. Yvam Nixmar. Tosis here says, okay, Lav Dafka. It means Bia Rishayim Otu Bia Shnia. Means Tchilas Bia Otu Saif Bia, same thing. But many of the Rishayim are not happy with this. Taisus himself is the Kasha, without saying this Teretz. Kivega Tzechen to Taisus later. Ayin La'el, or Taisus early on, that Chesam and Beis. But Taisus is bothered by the Kasha. Why are we guys at Chilas Biyat to Saif Biyat? So this is a Kasha the Rishayim are busy with. I prefer the teretz of the Avni Bluim. The Avni Bluim is a similar Megimel, so cut in Aleph. So cut in Beis, rather.
Why are we assuming that it's two separate Maisas and Averis? Even though we're Avnam is a Kinyan step, why are we assuming two separate Averis?
I would agree with you. I wouldn't, it's like splitting here, as you say. Tchilas Bia, Saif Bia, but the Gemara does it. The Gemara says a Kohen Gadol, who's allowed to be Mekadosh Bsula, if he's going to do it with Bia, the beginning of the Bia makes her Bula, and the Saif of the Bia is being Baila Bula.
It's two separate Maisa, but two separate Averis. When someone's being Baila, someone isn't, it's Eshadish, he's over two Averis now?
No, it can't be he's over two Averis. Chilas Bia is an Averis, Saif Bia is an Averis. He's over one Averis twice.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. What's here is an Averis, what do we think is two Averis? splitting up the mice into two situations.
Guys, chilas bia to saif bia. What's saying is that a kayin for a grusha say the chalaisa say only I be mekayim the assay. Chilas bia is the assay. Saif bia is not the assay. You're saying when I say the chalaisa, the whole bia should be mounted. I agree with you, it's not mustaver. Right, this is the tumul, like I said, of the Rishayim. The Avnei Meluhim, I always like a terrace that fits with other things we had. The Avnei Meluhim is actually basing it on a Mishnah Melech. Says that even if Tchilas Bia is Kedushin, and it is, Saif Bia is Nesuin. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud talks about Kedushay Bia, Kesef Shtaru Bia. Kesef Shtaru Bia is Kedushin. Tchilas Bia is Kedushin. By Yibum we understand is Nesuin. Yibum we understand is to be fully married. Now, Yibum, you can't do a chuppah. You have to do Yibum with dafka with Bia. But it's a Nesuin. It makes a woman totally married to him. We have nafkaminas, Kedushin Nesuin. Right? If you give him a mefin the Dorim alone, or if he's chayib mizay neseha. The gzeira of Bia Rishayna, Tchilas Bia, to Saif Bia, doesn't hold true. Because when you're miyabim, you have to do a Nesuin. And a Nesuin would be Saif Bia. Saif Bia would be a kinyan of Nesuin. This Lechair, I'm just thinking now of that shtims with the Rajman and the Ritva. They're saying that Tchilas Bia alone is kind of by Yavama. So I'm not sure if that the Avnei Meluhim means to say a teretz that's not like the Rajman and the Ritva. Or if he means to say a fill the Dithu. Hard to split it more. But he makes this hanacha that the Bia of a Yibum has to do in the Suin. It has to be for Dvarim Shebein Eila Bein. No, we always spoke about the idea that the Suin, the Yichud by a Besula, Yichudru, does Gemar HaNesuin. And the same thing here, by a Kohen Gadol, there's no Yichudru, it has to be, rather by a Yavama, there's no Yichudru, it has to be a Bia to be kind. For Nesuin, you need a Bia Gemurah. Shtim's what we always said, and the suin has to be a kinyan l'dvarim shebeinei lebeina for the inyanim, the personal inyanim, it's mechayiv aina, and mameila there would be such a
kinyan.
So Gemara Kedushin is talking not about a yavama. The Gemara Kedushin is talking about a regular kiddushei bia. The kind of gadol there is not a mukin.
A regular person telling that.
A regular person is being mekadish. He's doing Kiddushin L'Shem, Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. So it's only in his das, it could be Tchilas Bia, it could be Saif Bia. Even a Kohen Gadol? What?
What could be Tchilas Bia? The Nesuin or the
Eretz? Kiddushin. There's no Nesuin. Bia is not Nesuin. Never. Only by Yavama. Everywhere else, it's Chuppah. We had a bunch of Pshatim in Chuppah. That's Taish Chuppah. But Chuppah is not Bia. Certainly not by an unmarried woman. And therefore, the Gemara Kedushin is not talking about Bia being in the Suin. Bia is not in the Suin. By Yibum, Bia is in the Suin. It's a different story. Gemara Bia. Excuse me? Tell the Yavam, if he's a Kayan, tell him to be kind of a Gemara Bia. Kayan Godel, I'm an Eris, and I quit. Because he can't be kind of a Gemar Bia, because the Tchilas Bia is going to make her a Bula. So you might be right, the Kayan, the Grusha, you can just tell him be kind of a Gemar Bia, and there won't be Xerah Bia, Rishan, Tchilas Bia, to say. You'll be stuck still by Kayan Godel and Erison, when we say, I say, the Chalaisa say. It's funny, because of that, we say that the Xerah Bia, Rishan, Tabi, Shania. What?
You don't need to
have
that.
You don't have to have das. But what Ezra is saying is that maybe on the kasha, why did Gemara say Tchilas Bia to Saif Bia? I would say, okay, Yibum doesn't need das. We'll tell the person have a hepech hadas not to be kind of a tchila, not kind of anything about karka. Does hepech hakavana help by yibum? Generally, the rule is yes. Even if you have mitzvah saying tzirchis kavana, if you have a hepech hakavana, I don't know by yibum. It's nafal min agag, the takabah is kind of ha. There's no hepech hadas, just a blank das. To do a bia behedjel shem tzimus.
Once.
What?
He's a einis also.
He's a einis in the tchilas bia because he has to get to the side bia.
Einis
is kaina. Question is, what about a hepech hakavana? Einis is hepech hakavana, he has to be kaina here? Could be, yeah, could be not. Okay, so this is the Gemara's Gezeira, Bia Rishayna to Bia Shniya. Now, the Gemara, first Rava himself says, it's so confusing, because Rava himself has Charata. Hada Amar Rava, Vitemer Avashi, Amilsi Da Amri, Damre Shlokish, Kol Mokim Shatam, Aitza Seva Laisa Seva, Mati Yachol Kaim Shnei Amutav. Dem Lavi Ave Seva Litzchis Laisa Seva, Chanami Yeshu Bechalitza, Dem Akaim Aseva Laisa Seva. So Rava has Charata. So it's funny that Rav Gidla Amar Rav doesn't agree with Rava. Rav himself has charata. But we pass like Rav. We pass like the beginning of Rav, because in the next line, the Gemara has a kasha that meispei in balei kanai. We see that there is a kinyan. When a tari can't be kind, it doesn't work. Tiyufta, as Rashi explains, a tiyufta on Rav Gidla Merav, and a tiyufta on Rav is hadabei. And that's why, if you look in the Rambam paskins, gzera be rishana to be a shniya. It's also an unusual thing to have a Gemara where Rav says something, La Milsa Hidamri, but we pass like him anyway. But that's the reason. We have a Tiyufta on his Nupsha. We go back, so we have a Kasha. We end up, a Seder Chalaisa say, Zay Rabbi Yerushana to be a Shnei. I, Rav's Kasha, it's Efshe Bechalitza, Efshe Lekayim Shneim. So what's the terrace we always say? Why is it called Efshel Kaim Shneim? Because you could do Chalitza. Chalitza, but Mokim Yibam, La Mitzvah. You have such a memory, at least of the Chachamim, so that's the Mahalach with which we're going to start the Sugya Vaseidah Chalitza. That even though it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, we just learned to be Chiddush. If it's Efshel Kaim Shneim in a B'dievetic way, if it's Midarais a B'dievet, that's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim. Reish Lakish. So we stick with this. There's one line here in the Rambam. If you look up the Rambam, it's Perek Vav Halacha Yud. He brings Bia Rishayna Atu Bia Shneia. The Rambam says that because of the Gzeira Bia Rishayna to Bia Shneia, it's awesome. It's Rabbanan to be Miyabim Yisurei Lavim and Yisurei Shniyos. The Shniyos Medivrei Seifrim. He said that there's no Yibum on Shniyos Medivrei Seifrim. The Rambam learns that that's also Aser Gezeira B'Yerishayna Atu B'Yishniya. That's what the Rambam says. And I mentioned it B'Shem the B'Samim Reish last week when we learned the Mishnah of Shniyos. The Besamim Reish says that it's a Gzeira V'Yerishayin Ato B'Yishniya. The Arsameach was not happy with this. The Arsameach said that the Shniyais, what are Shniyais? Shniyais are not Yisuri Lavim. They're Erva Dairaisa, one more level. Not let him marry Minatari, not let him marry a mother. The Drabani, not let him marry a grandmother. It's Shniyais, and they're very safe. Minatari, not let him marry a granddaughter. The Drabani, now I marry a great granddaughter, one more generation, etc. The Sameach said that it should be Aser for a different reason. Shniyais are an erva Drabani. The Drabani can derash it. Just like Ben Atayra, it's Aser to be Miyabim and erva. The same thing, Midrabanan, they made these can derash it. Midrabani, now be by an erva, not because of Zerah to be a Shniyah. But because of it, it's Erev. No big nafgamina in Hilchas Yibum, if it's Birushan to be a Shniyah, or because it's an Erev. It's nafkamina of the Hilchis Kiddushin. Rav Sameach brings a machlokes rishayim, a kiddushin taifsin be'arayis, it's Rabbi the Eved. So the Kaddish in Erva, that's a shnia. Now you still have to give a get, kiddushin be'arayis. But some of the Kaddish in Erva shnia, and someone else is the Kaddish afterwards, does the second kiddushin count at all? That's a machlokes rishayim, machlokes mechaber amah. And totally in that is this sugya. But the shnia is also be'arayis to be a shnia. The old ain't kiddushin taifsin. So the Rav Sameach is right. The Sameach can't argue with the Rambam, but he's toilet. What? Someone's miyavim a shnia. Shemichal b'chlal. So it's interesting when the Ramah says that ain kedushin types and b'chayv a shnia. He says a get yizuch have to give because when a tarish is nashus ish. But an afkamin if someone else will be mekadosh afterwards, also needs some hasber. But it seems that for that ma'isa that you need a get, you're zecher needs. If you're going to be mi'amim, you're zecher going to need a get. But this is the machlokes hashnius work. So what's maskana sugya? We have four I always call three types of women you're not allowed to marry. Isurei karis, and that's also that's the Mishnah Bezam and Aleph. That's the Derei said there's no yibum. Isurei shniyais, which is a drabana. We have in between the lavim, which is gezer be a rishana to be a shni. What about chayave lavim va'asei? Someone who's a lav and an asei, which is we only had one. How many lav va'asei do we have? We had almana min anesuin l'kayin gadol. It's a lav va'asei. What else do we have? I said that the isurei nedarim, a menuder, is also a lav va'asei. She made a neder not to have enough, and then it's also a lav va'asei. So Isuri Lava say Khaletas Valaimis Yabemis, why? So Taisus says, Taisus Gezera, that still remains because the Tak Gezera Sakaz of Gidal Amarav. Gidal Amarav said, Yesh Lucha Isha Cheresh Khaletas Valaimis Yabemis, that sticks. That sticks for Sayyidah Khaletas. Gidal Amarav said it for Lavin. We don't hold on him by Lavin. But by Isuri Lava say, there we do hold on him. What?
That means
by a lav asay in bal leilekanik. It's a deraisa, right? Big zera, then you need to get. And since it's a deraisa, you don't need to get. You're snichamitz.
That means
that'll be totally in Yena Kler if it's eishasach. If it blives eishasach, you shouldn't nichalitz. So we said eishasach of that nefila can't part you from chalitz. I mean, if the exerts are kosev, if the exerts are kosev, it means a shasach. Okay, the game plan now is to go back to the Sugya Vaseydech Aloy Sasei. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going back to Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Now we're going to look like real Amdanim. People walk into the yeshiva, they see that it's Adar, and we're holding on Gimel Amud Beis. They have a lot of work to do. We're going to start from my time on the bottom. Obviously, you should chazer the Gezeres HaKosov from Yavama Yavayalev, from the top. The Sugya Vasei Daichalai Sasei has Gemaris, sort of run on Gemaris. You really have to finish a whole Amid at a time. What we need before the first shiur is to learn the Gemara and the Amid Beis quickly, the Gemara and the Amid Aleph more slowly. I want to point out to you the Badam Taisis Loisasei Sheish Bikaris has to do with the following Shaila, Machlex Rishainim. We say Asei Dach Loisasei. What happens if it's two Loisaseis? I say two, I don't mean it says it twice in the Torah, that's one Loisasei. It says twice in the Torah, don't bechal Shabbos, in the Mina Mitzvahs, it's one. The second one is teaching you a chiddush. But let's say I have a grusha, l'kayin hadyit, who's also a mamzeres. She was born a mamzeres. And she married this kayin hadyit's brother, Kedushin Tayyusin, and he died, and she falls to him. Then I say, it's two lavin. Two lavin. Or Pesach, for matzah, I want to eat wheat, which is both Tevel and Chodesh. Two lav. Is an asay daicha to lavim or not? Now Tosis doesn't clear the shayla, but in Tosis's lashon, right in the beginning, in Tosis Dibra Hamas Elisa say that's sort of going to be the first, maybe the first arichas we're going to deal with, besides the klalis dika in yonim, is in this Tosis, what Tosis shita is here. So I want to point it out to you. You should notice it in the Tosis. Now tomorrow there'll be a day of achana because you're not going to be ready this year at 11:45. So tomorrow we're going to do the achana. Make sure you do the gemara down the next amid. Ideally, you should do the whole, not the whole five blot, at least the whole three blot. But I'm not going to take a week off for it because they ain't going to do nothing. So we're going to do at least that much. And we're going to get into Asay Dechel, Asay Shir on Tuesday. But tomorrow's not a day off, tomorrow's a day on. A heavy day for you to get into this.